following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number two on the only show willing to tell like it is. We're all about huge opinions, big name guests, Superfly Hayes. He is our executive producer. Inside this hour, we'll head to Dan Hastie's interview with Ty Madden, Tigers' first-round draft pick, a steal at 32. Most had him projected as a top 10 draft choice selection out of the University of Texas. We'll try and feature some of those Road to Detroit podcasts with our friends from the Tigers and also Dan Hastie, voice of the Tigers' High A affiliate. We'll have that Ty Madden interview coming up. Word did come down within the last hour that the CDC, believe it or not, is now recommending Americans to wear masks while indoors and at schools, vaccinated or not. Recommending, not requiring. So you're going to get a big question here as some kids start heading back to school in the next couple of weeks or sports that are indoors. Mark Ewell, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, will join us tomorrow. They are recommendations, so it's going to be put in the hands of your school district or if a business wants you to wear a mask. So the question is, why was there this big push and still is to vaccinate our children so they now can go back to school or play sports while wearing a mask? What was the point of the vaccination? I'm telling you, the way these goalposts and stories are changing every day is a low point in American history. All conveniently while schools just will begin their journey back. So you push families to go have kids vaccinated, even when the data wasn't saying kids should be vaccinated, and other countries like England even said kids under 18 shouldn't be vaccinated, but Americans were standing in line to get vaccinated, and now you're telling me that my kids, you're recommending that a school district now could follow CDC recommendations, and my kids, even though they're vaccinated, would still have to wear a mask. And you know it'll be coming into sports with the kids. You just know. Yet as I pointed out yesterday, since the pandemic began, newborns 18 years of age in America, we have lost 331 kids in the 16 months of this pandemic. So my children, with me wondering about the risk for myself and my kids, they get vaccinated, I get vaccinated, and you're recommending to me now that I should wear a mask. So then what was the point of the vaccination? Oh, it doesn't make you as sick. Okay, well, if it doesn't, then why do I have to wear a mask or my kids have to wear a mask at school? Oh, they could transmit it to somebody now. This is totally mind-boggling. It is.
It is just... Here's what I'll read from you. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its mask guidance on Tuesday, which is today, to recommend that people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 resume wearing masks indoors in parts of the country with high levels of the virus. The public health agency also advised everyone in K through 12 schools to wear masks regardless of vaccination status. So then why were our children vaccinated? So now you're going to take it indoors, and if there's indoor sports or training, they're going to bring back the mask. Our president last week, the president of the United States, said if you get vaccinated, you won't get COVID. And a week later, the CDC is saying those vaccinated should wear a mask indoors. And regardless of the area of the country, K through 12 kids should wear a mask indoors, even if vaccinated. It's incredible. It really is. And you know it's going to hit sports. Because now you empower the school districts, and they're always going to err on the side of caution. And some of you will say, well, that's why they're doing it. So we're doing the complete wraparound. So what I take by the CDC saying those vaccinated should wear a mask, that they know something, that the vaccinations aren't working. Now consult your doctor, not your teacher, not your coach, not me, not anybody. And have him or her explain to you why you have to wear a mask if you're vaccinated, why your kids have to wear a mask if vaccinated. When since the second week of March 2020 through today, or actually it was through July 21st, newborn to 18 years of age, 18 years old, 331 fatalities. 331. Well, but it's people who get sick and overrun the hospitals. Show me overrun hospitals in Michigan with people and their lives on the line, and I'll be the first to wear a mask. Yeah, but now those vaccinated are in hospitals. Well, then who was out there preaching that vaccinations would work? I'm sorry, the company's making $15 billion in the pandemic. Oh, so now you're going to need a mask, then you're going to need a booster shot, then you're going to what? Oh, kids, indoors you're going to have to wear the mask. We did it last year. They're used to it. They'll be okay. They can play their sports with a mask. Oh, we're going to have to do testing. We're going to have to do that because now we got this variant. Oh, yeah, we're going to have to do all that. So somebody explain to me, a medical professional, not a politician, why was I told to get the vaccination and now I'm told to wear a mask and a booster could be coming? This is why America doesn't trust any politician or anybody on Twitter or Facebook telling us how to live our lives. That's why. I will call my doctor during the next break because sometimes I'm demanding. He'll go, Bill, I'm giving a physical. Okay, when you're done, call me back. Because if my children have to wear a mask again, I will not allow them to return to school. I won't. It will be online learning at home. I will not allow that to happen again. And if they have to wear masks to play sports again, they won't wear masks. I will not live my life or let my kids live their lives like this. I got vaccinated. I was told by medical professionals and even the president of the United States a week ago that if you get the vaccination, you won't get COVID. So then tell me why I have to wear a damn mask or you're recommending it. But once you recommend it under CDC guidelines, the businesses and schools can interpret it any way they want to and they set the rules. I'm telling you, man. You know, I've wore the mask. I sheltered in place. I've social distance. And I went and got the vaccination not knowing how it would affect me or my children. Man. And now you're going to just casually say, oh, by the way, it's Tuesday. Yeah, the president a week ago said if you get vaccinated, you won't get COVID. But a week later, hey, you got to wear a mask. And kids K through 12, not have to wear a mask, recommended. But once you set the CDC guidelines and recommendations, all the businesses and the schools are going to follow it. And you know sports will be next. It's just crazy, man. It really is. I won't do another 12 to 15 months of this. I won't. And I'm vaccinated. And if having COVID and having been vaccinated isn't enough, and I don't see hospitals full, and I'm not reading about people dying every day, you tell me why my kids, it's recommended, K through 12, they should wear a mask while in school. And we just, like puppets, will follow the recommendations. I won't anymore. I won't. I've been vaccinated and I've had COVID. You're not going to tell me to wear a mask or I need a booster now. You're not going to change the goalpost or the storyline every week. If the president of the United States, the most informed man on the planet, said a week ago that if you get vaccinated, you won't get COVID, and a week later, the CDC is saying that kids K through 12 should wear a mask. It's recommended, or I should, even when vaccinated. And you wonder why people aren't getting vaccinated? Really? My Lord. We all have worked so well together in Michigan. We have to fight this. I believe most of Americans have worked well together. But you can't tell us a different story every damn week. You can't when it comes to this. And we have got to stop punishing our children. No one's talked about the mental health effects on our kids or the changes we've seen in them. From online classes or no sports or wearing a mask and not wanting to run up and down a soccer field with a mask on or having to test every day. And they got through it and we all took a deep breath when the summer began and said, you know what, together we have beat this. Oh, there's a new variant. Oh, wait a minute. The vaccine may not be working. You're going to need a mask. You're still going to get COVID. Oh, you didn't tell me that before I signed up. We need proper information. And man, if this comes back where the kids have to wear a mask at school or sports and testing again, that is such BS. It really is, man. If this comes back to our kids. So then tell me if you're vaccinated and they're telling you to wear a mask and your kids to wear a mask, even if they're vaccinated, why did I cross that line and go get vaccinated and agreed to my children? And I would, even though I'm divorced, me and my wife have to agree. Why? Oh, for another go around 12, 15 months of this? Can't keep changing the story. You just can't. To the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BeenGarter.com.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. The only show where the people have a voice. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Smooth sailing on a Tuesday broadcast inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it. At your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. I have found time over the last couple of months to listen to Dan Hastie's Road to Detroit podcast that he does with the Tigers, featuring some of the big names and big stories in the Tigers minor league system. And last week he had a chance, or I think it was, yeah, it was last week. Ty Madden out of the University of Texas just signed on with the Tigers, took his Detroit tour. He was projected to be a top 10 pick. Somehow he was there at 32 and the Tigers took him, and he could be in the rotation in a couple of years. So here's Dan Hastie in his conversation with Ty Madden out of Texas on the Road to Detroit podcast.
Welcome back to Road to Detroit podcast. I have been so pumped to have our next guest on this program, and that is Ty Madden, University of Texas right-hander. You may have seen his work in the College World Series. He's now the Tigers' number 32 overall pick in 2023. Ty, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for doing this.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I'm pumped.
Congratulations. I mean, what a week for you. What has this been like? I mean, you knew that you were going to get drafted, but was it what you thought it was, or was it any different?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely an emotional week and a lot of ups and downs, but yeah, I'm happy where I'm at and I'm glad to be here, and I'm pumped for this opportunity and ready to get after it.
Right after you got drafted, I heard you say that you really respected the way that the Tigers develop pitching. I'm sure guys like Casey Mize, Tarek Skubal, and others come to mind, but I'm sure you've been learning a lot about the Tigers the last few days. What else stands out?
Yeah, just that it's a really respectable organization, and I've tried to dive in as much as I could these last couple of days, and ready to meet the guys. And just, yeah, one thing that stood out to us is just how great they were with college pitching. And they're not scared to move guys up quickly. And that's obviously that's very likable. And yeah, it's a great organization.
Talk to me about that. I mean, because everybody has expectations for themselves. And I want to kind of get into some of your goals for what was the college season here in just a little bit. But how fast do you hope to move once you get into the system?
I haven't really thought that much ahead, just taking things day by day. And that's kind of something I did at Texas as well. And it's kind of got me where I'm, why I'm here today. And just do everything I can and put the effort in to improve myself. And hopefully that'll take care of it.
It's just crazy to think of how many years have gone into making yourself to what you are today. I mean, it's high school, because you were a known pitcher in high school too. And then you end up going to Texas. I know the Tigers were excited to get you at pick 32. Talk to me about the process of draft day. I heard you say a couple of things about, you know, I didn't think the Tigers were going to be able to get you at 32. So how close were you to going sooner than that?
Really don't know. It was a bunch of unknowns and some money stuff. And obviously they picked very early. And so I talked to them a little bit, but as it kind of the end of the first round started shaping out, we thought it was a great fit, and that's where we wanted to be.
I mean, you've seen Casey Mize. He was in the SEC. He was pitching at Auburn. You know about Tarik Skubal. Have you heard from anybody when it comes to the big league side? Have you heard from anybody? Because, I mean, you're on the map now.
Cody's obviously talked to me, and then I'm pretty good friends with Torkelson. He was my roommate in the Cape after my freshman year. And so me and Tork have stayed in touch over the last 2 years, and we've been texting back and forth.
What has Spencer Torkelson told you about the Tigers organization?
Oh, he was fired up. He was one of the first people to text me, and he's fired up to have me. And he said only but good things about the organization. And especially he said the pitchers, I talked to him about the pitchers. He said the pitchers love it and that it's a great fit for me.
How's Spencer Torkelson as a roommate?
He's good. Of course he was going to USA my freshman year. And so we only got about 2 weeks together, but he's a great dude, and I love hanging out with him.
And the best part is now you don't have to face him in a game anymore. If anything, you face him on the backfield. So you've got that going for you. I read that you worked out with Cody Clemens. We just had him on the show. Tell me about what your experiences have been like with Cody.
Yeah, obviously Cody left a year before I got to Texas, but he's from Houston and I'm from the Houston area, and we work out at the same place. And especially this after COVID and this winter, whenever everything started opening back up, we worked out together at Kip Wells facility down here. And we got close, and he's pumped to have me. And obviously we already had a relationship just because of Texas, but he's excited, and I'm excited to be with him.
Yeah. Are you talking about Kip Wells, the former major league pitcher, Kip Wells?
Yes. He's got a little place down here, and that's where we work out and throw at.
It's a big family down there in Texas. How many other big leaguers have you been able to run across? I mean, I'm sure you've gotten a lot of advice, pointers, and help that not many other guys can get.
Yeah, of course, being at Texas, I've talked to Roger a lot, and I've had some conversations with him, and being Cody's dad and stuff like that. And those are always helpful. And then obviously being at Texas with Tulo's been one of the best experiences I've ever had. And working with him and Houston Street as well was our volunteer last year. And they've really helped me out a huge amount.
Roger Clemens obviously built his game off of a power fastball. And of course, a wipeout breaking ball, which is kind of the book on you. I mean, that's what we've read about. That's what we've seen. And some people think you're a starter, and some people say put him at the back of a bullpen. The Tigers have had success doing that. Michael Fulmer's made a great transition. I'm guessing your preference is to start, but just out of curiosity, when is the last time you came out of the bullpen?
Beginning of my freshman year, I made some relief appearances, and then after that, I started starting on Sundays about halfway through my freshman year. So early 2019.
But to be clear, Ty Madden likes starting.
Yes, I'm a starting pitcher.
You have this big fastball, this wipeout slider. Somebody else who has similar pitches to you is Jackson Job. What do you know about Jackson?
Not much. I mean, everything I've heard about him is his stuff's unreal. He can really spin it, and I'm hoping, I don't know what their plan is with us, but we'll get to spend some time together and we can work with each other and feed off each other.
Yeah, I think Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green are kind of joined at the hip. So maybe this is Jackson Jobe and Ty Madden fast forward a year and a half from now. You guys have some things in common, though. One of them is that your slider is your wipeout pitch. So talk to me about the slider. Is it fair to say that not everyone throws it quite the same?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't even throw mine the same. It changes depending on the swings of the hitters and what I want to do in the count. I mean, that's a beautiful thing about a slider is that it's a hard breaking ball. So you can back off of it and make it more vertical, or you can throw it harder for me and it turns into like a really hard cutter.
So when you're reading swings, I mean, are you talking that you're changing your slider from start to start or from hitter to hitter?
Like hitter to hitter, different counts. Like if I want to land it for a strike or if I'm going for a big chase pitch, I can kind of control what I want to do with it. That's something that I've worked on a lot over the past 2 years, and I've gained a lot of feel with that.
We're talking with Ty Madden. So fastball, big fastball, slider. What's your third pitch?
Changeup, for sure. I didn't show it a whole lot in the beginning of the year, and then as the season progressed, I made a couple adjustments to it. It really started to take off, especially in the World Series. I started throwing in a lot more, and I thought my changeup really started to open up, and I got a lot of good swings and misses, and I'm ready to use that pitch more and kind of run off with that one.
Take me back to Texas. You were the Big 12 Pitcher of the Year. Some excellent games in the College World Series. First of all, what is that atmosphere like?
It was a blast. While we came up one game short, it was still awesome. Or a couple games short, but one game short of the finals.
A buddy of mine had actually texted me the day before saying, "I want Ty Madden, but I don't think there's a chance that he would ever be there at pick number 32. And that was because he watched the College World Series. And since the memories are pretty fresh, tell me, now that the dust has settled on your college career with Texas, tell me about what Ty Madden would consider the best game he's ever pitched.
I mean, I think stuff wise, my best start was Houston early in the year this year. But as far as like, biggest game and clutch was probably the second game against Mississippi State in the World Series or the super regional game against USF.
You ended up as pitcher of the year in your conference. Was that a goal for you? Did you have any goals going into the season?
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of my individual goals, and had a bunch of other goals. And I was pumped. It was an honor to get that award.
Dan O'Dowd, the former general manager who's now on MLB Network, he was doing a conversation with Henry Davis, who was picked number one overall by Louisville, and he asked him this question, and I loved it. So I'm going to ask you the same one. What would your Longhorn teammates say it is like to play with Ty Madden?
I don't know what they'd say. I'd hope they say it was good and fun and that I was a good teammate. But I can be brutally honest sometimes, and I think they respect that.
Sometimes the only way that we get better is when we get that honesty and that feedback that we need. I mean, where does that come from?
I think it's just from what I want other people to do with me. I mean, I don't want people to beat around the bush, like tell me the truth. And so I treat people that way as well.
We're talking to Ty Madden here on Road to Detroit. What's your earliest memory of why you love baseball?
I don't know. I'd say it was kind of constant. I can't name one memory, but I was a catcher growing up, and that was kind of where my love for the game developed and why I do what I do. And I caught until I was like 16 and until I grew too much. But just being in command back there and learning from behind the plate was something that really built my love for this game and kind of started my progression to who I am today.
What benefits having been a catcher help you now as a pitcher?
I think it kind of helps me like know what I want on the mound, if that makes sense. Like I've got a better idea of how I want catchers to set up for visuals, but obviously it's been a long time since I've done that. So towards the end of high school, when I was making the transition, that it kind of helped me with that. And just like being the competitor on the field, I feel like you have to have a presence catching, and that kind of carries to my presence on the mound.
I guess the inevitable question is, how much do you miss hitting? How much do you miss taking batting practice and hitting in games?
Well, I do still take batting practice. That's kind of something, not on the field, but something in the cages, that it's something I love to do. And I got a bat at Texas and they let me swing with the hitters every now and then. And I'd stay after and take some soft toss just because I feel like it keeps me athletic. It's fun. And it's something I enjoy doing.
How much work goes into staying athletic with your size? Because you're a big guy. I mean, you're 6'3", 6'4", 200 plus. I mean, athleticism doesn't come as naturally to bigger guys.
No, yeah. I think it's something I definitely need to work on, and I'm going to have to work on still and constantly for the rest of my career, and just staying flexible and increasing my balance and agility. And it's something I spent a lot of time at during quarantine and with Texas with our strength coach over there.
Well, now you're in the Detroit Tigers system. Ty, I didn't expect to be having this conversation with you because I didn't expect the Tigers would be able to pick you. So it works out. And, you know, I'm sure you've had people tell you this over the course of the past week. Everything happens for a reason. Considering where the Tigers are organizationally from a pitching standpoint, I think you nailed it. I think you pegged exactly what this organization is. The one thing that they have done well over the course of the last 5 years is develop pitching. So you are in good hands. It sounds like you figured that out already. Congratulations on being picked. Can't wait to see you on your way up to the Tigers minor league system. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Road to Detroit podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
That is the Road to Detroit podcast presented by Carhartt.
That was Dan Hasty with Tigers first round draft pick, stud pitcher Ty Madden out of the University of Texas, could be in the big leagues in a couple of years. Just download Road to Detroit podcast wherever you download podcast. Later in this broadcast, Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News on Michigan State football. Graham Couch on that DraftKings Sportsbook app board. Over-under on Michigan State. Total regular season wins at 5. And Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, will join us. And Superfly tells me we do have my phone call. Just the call, not the montage. We have my phone call to Anthony Bellino and X's and Bros this morning, a little before, 7:30 a.m.? X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Some of these stations carry the show. You can listen live weekday mornings at 6 a.m. at MichiganSportsNetwork.com. That call will be coming up before the top of the hour. To the callers online, stick around. Michigan, we'll hear you next.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. And use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobile One Synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Ozium, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Tuesday broadcast presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today. The summer outdoor concert series, the summer giveaways and promotions as big as ever before. Amazing place to get away. They have the Soaring Eagle Water Park and Hotel right across from the casino property. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com. They also have the 7th annual Soaring Eagle Open, August 13th through the 15th, at the Polecat Golf Course right across from the casino in Mount Pleasant. Summer Cash Bash, Life's a Beach, End of Summer, $100,000 cash giveaway. Everything you need at SoaringEagleCasino.com, and also download the Eagle Access app. And if you're in the Midland, Bay City, Saginaw area, don't forget about the Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel in beautiful Standish, Michigan. I was looking at some of the shows that still have tickets left. Shine Down, Pop Evil Theory, sold out. Kid Rock's first show is sold out on August 14th. Some tickets do remain for Kid Rock and Tesla on August 15th. Keith Urban is close to being a sellout on August 28th. Tim McGraw, Lauren Elena, September 18th, outdoors at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Megadeth, Lamb of God, Trivium, outdoors. Tickets available at SoaringEagleCasino.com and the Soaring Eagle box office in Mount Pleasant. Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa sold out on September 26th. Indoors, Bare Naked Ladies, October 1st. REO Speedwagon sold out already on October 16th. Boys to Men on October 30th. All the tickets, everything you need at SoaringEagleCasino.com, the Soaring Eagle box office in Mount Pleasant, and also you can download the Eagle Access app. We have spent close to 2 hours trying to figure out a computer glitch about the call that I made earlier this morning when I heard a caller to Anthony Bellino on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network talk about what are we going to do 2 years from now when golf is done? Who's on our board? And I'm like, the end of the Stafford era is not the end of the Lions. Here's what transpired statewide earlier this morning.
Bill Simonson is joining us on the phone right now.
Bill Simonson is joining us on the phone right now. The huge one. Huge, is that you?
Yeah, I'm right here, man. And Ryan and Dan, by the way, the Ryan and Dan Best of Karaoke, the on-hold music is phenomenal. I think they should release it on Apple Music, but we'll talk about that later. I'm on my way to get a little golf in this morning before I do the huge show later this afternoon. And God bless Steve, and God bless all the people that call one of your 18 phone lines every day. And that guy says, well, when golf is gone, I've had it, Anthony. Is that everybody is treating the end of the Matt Stafford era, like Jesus Christ has moved to Los Angeles, and the Lions have no talent. They're not going anywhere. I advise Steve and everybody listening to look at the numbers. You've lived by numbers with Matthew Stafford and the fastest of 45,000. You know, let's look at numbers with Stafford. He is 8-67 as a starting quarterback against teams that finished over 500.
Wow.
8-67 in his career. You know who's better in the red zone throwing the ball? Goff than Stafford. How many times did we settle for field goals with Stafford? When he had Golladay, when he had Jones, when he had Calvin Johnson, when he had Hawk, when he had Golden Tate. This love affair with the end of the Stafford era is total misinformation from Twitter. These people should be banned. I've had it. I'm telling you right now. Jared Goff will go 9-8 as the Lions starting quarterback this year. Could have won the NFC North if Rodgers didn't come back. And Matt Stafford, if you look at Los Angeles, it just wasn't Goff. I watched him a lot last year. It's not just Goff. Their line's getting old. You got Kupp and Woods who can't stretch the field. Defenses come up. They put eight guys in the box. You know, Matt Stafford was a good guy. He was a good husband, maybe a great husband, maybe a great friend. I get he loved Detroit. But at the end of the day, he was just a mid-level NFL quarterback. And everybody acting, and I'm talking all of Michigan and even America, that he's the MVP, that he's in the Rodgers category, that he's in the Breeze category. How about you win a damn playoff game first? Oh, and wait a minute. The Lions fans will all trumpet all of his big numbers, but never, never point a finger at him for any of those losses at 8-67 against teams that finished over 500. Or how many times did we see settle for field goals early? But gosh darn it, when we're down 28-3, Matt Stafford could find a way to make it 28-24 and throw for 400 yards in the fourth quarter. You have got to give Jared Goff a chance to succeed. His numbers, his age, his resume, outside of the fastest at 983,000 yards. And by the way, Matt Stafford now is signed on to do Space Jam 3 because he can't be any damn worse than LeBron James reading cue cards.
The huge one, bringing the fire in huge. One thing I'll never understand, where everybody always wanted to say, well, Stafford never won a playoff game, and Stafford never did this, and he never did that. And now all of a sudden, we got a guy who has won a division. He has won playoff games. He's played in the Super Bowl, but now all of a sudden, the guy's no good. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I say we all pump the brakes. We let Jared Goff in this Lions team. It's a process here. It's going to take a couple years, but let's buy in and let's see what happens. Let's let it play out before we write this thing off like Jared Goff some bum and Matthew Stafford was the greatest thing ever, because when he was here, nobody liked Matthew Stafford. He was an underachiever and he couldn't win big games and he couldn't do this and he couldn't do that. Now that he's gone, all of a sudden, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And as you mentioned, he's in the category with the Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilsons. It makes zero sense. Huge. My man, we're up against it. I appreciate the call. A lot of fire.
You're up against it. And by the way, one final thing.
Yes, sir.
Lions fans have pumped the brakes since 57. See ya.
My, was I riled up early in the morning with Anthony Bellino and the crew on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. I frighten myself when I listen to myself. Well, I heard Dan riding back. Whoa, I got my number 9 jersey on. Whoa. I think the shock that when I called in, they're like, really? It's you? I go, yeah, it's me. And hurry up, put me on. I got to get a damn breakfast sandwich. Anthony Bellino, rising star with X's and Bros, Ryan and Dan and the crew on the Michigan Sports Network. For a station they're on close to you. I know they're on some of our huge radio network stations. Go to MichiganSportsNetwork.com. That is MichiganSportsNetwork.com. We'll get an update on Michigan State from Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News, Graham Couch. We'll check in Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Superfly, I'm getting some requests on the huge text chain. Will you put that call up on the Huge Audio blog post at thehugeshow.net. Yeah, you look excited. It only took us 2 hours to get it on air. It's not your fault, though, and I handled it pretty well. Again, I've taken the rearview mirror out of my life, only looking forward. Doesn't help when you're in reverse, but at least I'm looking forward. 24/7, all the podcasts, all the interviews, everything you need, our Huge Audio blogs, and more are free, and you can peruse on your schedule at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.